Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Oh, perhaps one of the most important homestands in a long time for the Orlando Magic comes calling tonight, and it might be a do-or-die moment for this Orlando Magic basketball team. How's that for an intro, right? Come back after a four-game road swing, and all of a sudden it feels like your season hinges on two teams that are playing more for ping-pong balls and actual playoff spots, but yet your season rides on it. And it's kind of funny how the NBA lives and dies with these moments, right? And that's what we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time, presented to you by International Diamond Center. Hey, phone lines are open, 407-447-2145. That is 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That is 50857. So here's the scene set for you heading into tonight's basketball games. Just four games remain on this NBA schedule for the Orlando Magic. Two of them are at home. You will play the Knicks tonight, and then on Friday night, you will host Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. Then after a day of rest, you will travel to Boston. You'll take on the Boston Celtics. And then after that basketball game, you'll have two more days to recoup before an 8 o'clock tip time against Steve Clifford's former employer in the Charlotte Hornets. So a lot can happen in the span of a week. The NBA season will officially close in 7 days. But I have a question for you guys tonight. I have something that I hope that we get a lot of responses on. If you lose tonight's basketball game, doesn't even matter that three games remain on this schedule. If you lose tonight's basketball game, do you still believe that this Magic team can make the playoffs? And look, the two teams that you're probably fighting for, those two final spots in the Eastern Conference playoffs, the Nets and the Miami Heat, will play tonight. The Nets are hosting the Toronto Raptors. So it's a Raptors team that just locked up the two seed. Wonder if they will maybe rest some guys, Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, with nothing really to play for. How does that impact their game tonight in Brooklyn? And also, the Miami Heat will host the Boston Celtics on the back end of a home-and-home series with those two teams. Remember, Goran Dragic, as well as Hassan Whiteside, almost willed that team back to a win in Boston. So, about 48 hours later, how does that turn around in South Beach? And you would have to think, and we've been saying this all along, that with the way that Dwayne Wade is playing for that Miami Heat team, that I find it very hard to believe that that Heat team is just going to lay over and die tonight for the Boston Celtics. All that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented to you by International Diamond Center. But all right, Cody, let's hit it.
What's trending now?
So perhaps one of the more interesting things, right? And we want to take your phone calls. We want to take your tweets. We want to take every single message possible about this homestand, because I think for the first time in a long, long time, it is a do-or-die situation. Look, a lot of times I feel like on this program, I come on here and I cry wolf, right? Like I say things are probably less important, more important than they actually are. You know, a week and a half ago, that five-game homestand was the most important thing for this Orlando Magic team because those were the games that you had to win at that moment. And honestly, you would think that 2 weeks later, maybe those three teams, the Brooklyn Nets, the Miami Heat and the Orlando Magic would have distanced each other in some way, shape, or form in the standings. However, that just simply has not happened. And in fact, they've actually gotten closer. And in fact, if you really want to include the Detroit Pistons, those four teams are probably grouped closer together than any team has been in a long, long time. And so what I said 2 weeks ago was that that homestand was important because it was. Now you turn around and after a four-game road trip, these two games are the most important on your schedule. Because if you do not win tonight and you do not win on Friday night, it gets incredibly tough facing not only Charlotte and what could potentially be Kemba Walker's final home game as a Charlotte Hornet, a game that he would probably want to show out for his new coach as well as the rest of his players. And then you also have a Miami Heat team that continues to lobby for playoff position and a Boston Celtics team that has clinched a spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs but will be jockeying for playoff positioning. Could go as high as 4, could stay at 5 where they are right now. So after these two basketball games, you're playing teams that will have something to fight for. And that's not to say that the two teams on your schedule tonight don't have anything to fight for, because they absolutely do. And look, Aaron Gordon got it completely right earlier today when he said it is a privilege to play in these basketball games. They don't come often. And this Magic team needs to realize that.
Coach was saying it's a reward to play in games that are meaningful down the stretch. And we gotta take hold of the moment. You know, so all these games are big and we got to treat them as so.
They're all big. They're important. And if you don't take them seriously, you're going to have an issue. And look, Steve Clifford said it the other night after a loss to Detroit. You need to come focused. You need to come prepared, because the way that these games are going to shake out, each one is going to matter. And look, Josh Robbins said it on my podcast the other day. It's not just the Magic who are fighting to get into the NBA playoffs. It is the other teams that they are playing that are fighting for something as well. Look, New York is fighting for lottery balls and ping pong opportunities, right? But at the same time, they have guys on this roster that are fighting for their NBA lives. And perhaps one of the more important one is a guy that we're going to talk about here in about 2 or 3 minutes. But to me, another thing that is important heading into tonight's basketball game is the Magic have won 7 straight home games. And I think it's 11 of their last 12, or might be 10 of their last 11 home games. And it's been a long time since people here in Orlando have had an opportunity to kind of see a playoff positioning battle. And that is what they're going to have an opportunity of tonight. And I thought Wes Iwundu spoke very highly of that chance and making sure that they want to do this the right way for the home crowd.
Big time, man. You know, this is a first year thing for me. But you know, the atmosphere in the gym and practice, you know, the focus that coaches bring in, it's just rubbing off of us. You know, coach is doing his best to get us to, you know, realize what's at stake here. Like I said, we just got to, at the end of the day, try to put some wins together, man, and get in these playoffs.
So the important thing heading into tonight's basketball game is, while you do want to show up, you do want to come prepared, you do want to come focused, you still have to tweak things that have gone wrong in the last couple games. Look, this team came out firing on all cylinders in that first quarter in Toronto. They just happened to run into a buzzsaw. But some of the more concerning things are something that Magic head coach Steve Clifford elaborated on in his post-game press conference. Look, the last 3 games, the defense has been shoddy, and this is a team that kind of built its playoff opportunities on the strength of their defense. In March, they were number 1 in a lot of categories. I think it was opponents' points per game, it was opponents' field goal percentage defense. I think they were top 3 in defensive rating overall. But over the last 3 games, that number has slipped. They're allowing 117 points per game, and that is not how this Magic team is going to win basketball games. If they are going to win, and they are going to stay within the confines of how this team is constructed to win, they need to rely on the strengths and the principles that head coach Steve Clifford has helped put in place. And that has to kind of unravel tonight, and you have to see that. Look, Toronto connected on 19 of 37 three-pointers the other night. One, that is an absurdly high mark for a Magic team that defensively had been playing so well and had been running guys off the perimeter. If that happens tonight, and you allow Mario Hezonja, a guy who's going to play in his first game in the Amway Center since the Magic released him, that's going to be a problem. Look, Mario has not shot the ball well from 3 at all this year. But a lot of times when guys play their former employers, weird things happen. They get hot. They have an extra energy. And that could be something that happens tonight. And look, that brings me to point number 3. And if you guys want to chime in at any point and you want to say why this is a big basketball game, let's hear it, because I think everybody feels that here in Central Florida. Look, the New York Knicks have not had a good year by any stretch. They roll in tonight 15-62, 7-31 out on the NBA road. But they do have some interesting pieces that will be motivated heading into tonight's basketball game. Look, New York is led by general manager Scott Perry. And if you remember right, he was a former lieutenant under then Magic GM Rob Hennigan. And a lot of the guys that the Magic signed in the offseason when Scott Perry was under his direction. And a lot of the draft picks were helped by his thoughts. And one of those is Mario Hezonja. That was part of the reason New York signed him in the offseason. You know, guys who they scout, who they develop, they have a fondness for. And New York had that for Mario Hezonja. And look, you can say anything you want about the tenure that Mario Hezonja had here in Orlando. And a lot of it was ups and downs. It was a lot more downs than it was ups. But when guys have an opportunity to come back into the arena that they called home and an opportunity to kind of showcase their skill sets, regardless of where they are in their NBA careers, like I said, things happen. Guys can get hot. Guys can catch fire. And Mario Hezonja certainly has that. Look, the highlight reel plays by Mario Hezonja are very commonplace. He had the block on LeBron this year. He had the posterized dunk earlier this year against, I believe it was the Cavaliers that he had it against. And everybody remembers, you know, some of the big-time moments that he had here in Central Florida. Most notably, the one that I remember was his first preseason game here. He had a bounce pass, or it was like a transition bounce pass that led to an almost like a perfectly placed dunk for Aaron Gordon. At that moment in time, You thought Mario Hezonja was going to be something. You could see the building blocks. Unfortunately, it just hasn't unraveled like that. So I'm interested to see what your guys' takes are heading into segment number two. Interested to see what Dennis and Richie have to say about this Magic team as they enter tonight's basketball game. What they have to say about this Knicks team as they enter tonight's basketball game. Hey, just a reminder, we do have a handful of podcasts up on our TuneIn page. And if you have not had an opportunity to go to our TuneIn page, what in the world are you doing with your spare time? We have a lot of great content for you heading into the playoffs, most notably the Atlanta Magic Pod Squad, which features not only Dante, who is the host of this show, but also his friends from Fox Sports Florida. That also includes David Steele, Jeff Turner, as well as George Galante. Each week, they are joined by someone new. This past week, it was Michael Carter-Williams. And then also, selfish plug, take a listen to my podcast, The Producer's Cut. This week, we had Josh Robbins on. We talked all things this Magic team needs to do to make the playoffs. One thing that he said that we just reiterated, stay within themselves, stay to their principles, and things should be okay. All right, when we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we're going to hook up with two of my favorite guys who are sitting at the perch at the Amway Center, not only Dennis Newman, but also Richie Adubato. We'll get their take on tonight's basketball game and how important this one is for the Magic. All that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
We got to come out focused, locked in, play hard, play with high energy, and don't take anything for granted. You know, like I said, everybody thinks we have the easiest schedule, but I feel like it's the hardest because some of the teams we're playing don't have anything to lose.
Welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. The voice you heard right there was one of DJ Augustine, and he's right. It's the same thing that their skipper commented on. It's the same thing that he harped on. And I think it's the same thing that we on this program have been saying for a long, long time. If you are going to be a team on this NBA circuit that routinely makes the playoffs, then you have to come to work every single day ready with the same mindset. You have to be prepared. You have to be mentally in. And you got to play with the same kind of energy each and every quarter. And look, Steve Clifford has a great line coming out of every halftime, right? Whenever this Magic team struggles in the first half, everyone asks, well, what was the adjustment that you made at halftime? And Steve Clifford responds every single time with the same phrase. It's not the adjustments that you make. Guys just play harder. They play with more energy. They play with more zest. They play with more zeal. And a lot of times that is ultimately the difference in what makes a playoff team and what makes a lottery team. And tonight, the Atlanta Magic probably have that ultimate moment heading into the Amway Center tonight. Look, phone lines are open, 407-447-2145. That is 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. Magic are getting set for what is a 7:10 tip time tonight at the Amway Center as they will welcome in the New York Knicks, a Knicks team that is at 15-62, 7-31. They are out of the NBA playoffs. They are one of three teams fighting for the best lottery odds. Meanwhile, the Magic, they find themselves in a playoff hunt. Half game out of the eighth and final spot of the Eastern Conference playoff picture. One game back of the seventh seed. And how about this nugget? Just 1.5 games behind the Detroit Pistons for the sixth and final spot. Or I guess sixth spot, not the final spot in the Eastern Conference playoff. So, a lot going on here at the Amway Center tonight. And with that said, I want to go ahead and welcome in some of our favorite people, two guys that will have the call for you tonight at the Amway Center. They are Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato. And guys, I will tell you what, this has been a lot of fun. It's been a long, long time since I think people have had this opportunity to kind of have this kind of a moment at the Amway Center. You guys ready for tonight?
I think so. I'm just having fun playing games that count here late in a season. It's been a long time. You forget how long it's been. About 7 years, and these are good games. I think where you're seeing young guys get to playing games that mean a lot. And you got to win one tonight. Got to win one Friday, and you probably got to win one, maybe both on the road.
I was going to say, guys, I was talking with Cody, off air about this, and we were saying that tonight is kind of the measuring stick, right? You have two games at home that you absolutely have to win. But it's also a measuring stick from a maturation standpoint for this Magic team. Do you guys feel that same way?
Oh, yeah, very much so. But I'm happy with the development this year. Obviously, the record shows that. But just the individuals that have all improved their game. And then Steve Clifford's ability to drive them, to keep building their confidence. And you see that in the defensive statistics, because the ball doesn't go in every time offensively, but defensively you can always be good if you've got the right schemes and you've got the right players, and they're going to come out and give you 100% every night.
You know, Richie, that's a really good point, because it seemed like Magic head coach Steve Clifford was really frustrated with kind of what he saw defensively on that road trip. And if you look at it over the last three, those numbers do bear out. It's 117 points per game, which, you've said it more times than not, that if this team is going to be successful, it's going to be based off their defensive principles. How do you kind of like reset things and get guys re-engaged after something like that?
Well, I mean, they understand, the importance of this whole situation without question. I mean, they're all professional players, and they've all been involved in situations like that. The main thing is that you have to have the right defensive schemes, and you have to be ready to carry them out as a group. So you're going to do a lot of film work. You're going to go over your defensive schemes and who you're going to play. Now, this is a little difficult tonight because of the change in lineups, because of their situation. So my thing is, I hope we have looked at the rosters. We know there's going to be a lot of new different starters. Make sure we know the individuals and make sure we know what we're going to do in order to contain them and prevent them from having a good game.
Right now, listening to Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato. You can hear them in about a little bit over 40 minutes when they take over the call after Magic tonight as the Magic host the New York Knicks. You know, Dennis, one of those new starters tonight will be a very familiar face here in Orlando, and that is Mario Hezonja. David Fizdale said that the last time these two teams met, that he would make sure that he starts Mario. This is going to be an interesting one tonight, isn't it? You know, Mario Hezonja was a guy that I think we had an up-and-down relationship with, a guy that has all the talent in the world, but for some reason, we just never really saw it come to fruition here.
No, we didn't, and I don't think they have yet in New York either. So it's still a project, and, this is the last year of Mario's deal. You wonder where he might be next year. If it's back with this Knicks team, is it with another NBA team? Does he go over to Europe? We'll see. But, that being said, tonight, a huge game for Mario Hezonja, and I think a pretty good stroke by David Fizdale to start him tonight against the Magic, the team he played the last 3 years with. I just think I know Mario Hezonja well enough. Boy, will he be ready to go tonight. And he will either probably have 30 tonight or be on the bench at 0 for 6 in a couple of minutes. It's one or the other.
Dennis, I'm just going to say, if he goes for 30, I really hope that we have someone go for 40 and, we still win the game by 28. I'd be completely okay with that. But, Richie, that's a good point. As a head coach, when you had players come into their old buildings against teams that they used to play for, was that added motivation not only for you as a coach to make sure that you put them in spots that they could succeed, but also just as kind of like a motivating factor for them?
Well, it's motivation for them. Anytime you play against a team that, traded you or let you go, the desire is big time, and you want to play your best game. The key is, as Dennis mentioned, whether you're going to be too psyched up, okay? And with Mario, we know the one thing about Mario is he has a lot of talent, okay? Understanding playing the game has been a problem with him, even though we know he can shoot and he's a great athlete and so forth. But you're always going to be fired up. And if you're a coach and you've been fired by that team, you're going to be very fired up that you want to win that game. We know that with Steve Clifford this year. So that's just understanding the game and what people want. But right now, it's all about us. If we play the defense that we have been playing, where we moved up high in the standards in the league as far as field goal percentage and points allowed and three-point percentage against us, we'll be fine. And I think that we got enough leadership when you listen to these guys, that they're going to be able to carry that out tonight. They're going to be able to carry out the schemes, and we're going to see a very, very hard-nosed physical team play tonight.
Well, it should be interesting tonight as they welcome in this Knicks team. They got a win for the first time in their last six basketball games, and actually going back to that, it was just their first win since the last time they beat this Magic team on February 26th in a 108-103 victory. Dennis, you were there firsthand. You saw that basketball game. You know, the difference in that one was definitely the play of their reserves. A little bit of a different look for this Magic team now with Michael Carter-Williams, who will enter tonight's basketball game on the final day of his second 10-day contract. I like the feel for this Magic team heading into this basketball game, but they have to be wary of that, don't they?
They do. What they have to do, too, Aaron, they got to get back to playing defense. And the head coach has been adamant about that the last 48 hours, you know, since we left Toronto, actually, telling this team it's not going to get it what you're doing right now defensively. It's got to be better. You got to guard your own man. You've got to stay in front of your own man. Let's get back to the fundamentals. The defense that was carrying this team from the end of, what, January through about a week ago. But the last week, you look at the numbers. They're not very good defensively. And Steve Clifford told him in pretty stark terms, I think, this morning of the shoot-around, that gets better or we're going to be watching the playoffs on television and not being participating in it.
Well, that's tough news. Hey, guys, I got about 45 seconds, so I just want to say thank you guys for taking the time and joining us. And hopefully by the time that we sign off tonight, Magic might be in the playoff hunt. It should be a lot of fun.
I love that.
Thanks, Jerry.
Anytime. That was Dennis Newman as well as Richie Adubato. You can catch them coming up in about 35 minutes on the Magic Radio Network. But here in about 30 seconds, we're going to sign off. We're going to get you set for Magic tonight as Brandon Kravitz takes his place at the perch. He settles in. This should be a fun one down at the Amway Center. Tickets are still available. If you do have an opportunity, go down, support this Magic team. Just two home games remain. We'll be back tomorrow on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We'll have an hour-long show, hopefully a playoff push show. Should be fun. See you guys same time, same place tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time. Magic Drive.